Then I take the hose and cut it down, run it slow, talking slow. In that trough now, them plants sitting up in there, and the dirt's pulled away from them, look like they're alone. Mm-hmm. And I fill that thing full of water. And come on away, and this morning then, it's all went in the ground. And this morning I went and taken the hole and covered it up, put it back to where it was, and you can't tell that trough been there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, law is it a bear. Mm-hmm. I just begin that. How many days ago?
I don't know,
just
2 days.
No, one. I tried on one stalk first, and it just works so nice. You can see the difference.
You do that every night, huh?
Well, I don't believe I will tonight. Mm-hmm. I will tomorrow night.
What are these, the big ones, the sweet peppers or bell peppers?
Well, it's a different kind of hot peppers. Oh. It's a long kind, and we have the bell kind, hot peppers. Don't grow as large as the big bell peppers, you know, but the same shape.
I have some little pepper plants. They grow peppers about this long, about as big around as your thumbnail. They're ornamental. You can also use them, but oh, they're hot. My goodness.
Make pep sauce out of them.
Yeah, you could. It might burn up the bottle a little. I have a friend who's a nurseryman.
Yeah.
And we were walking around the yard, and I told him about my pepper plants, and he got excited because he'd been looking for some seed.
Uh-huh.
In the nursery, they call these Christmas peppers.
Yeah.
Because they'll take the seed and put it in a bed, and then pop the young plants and bring them along so that just before Christmas, they've got a bush about this tall.
Yeah.
All covered with these little peppers. And they start off white and purple, mottled. Uh-huh. And then they start to get yellow. Have you seen them?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Aren't they pretty?
Yes.
I think that's my favorite flower.
Yeah, they do. That make a real pretty flower.
But I gave him all my seeds. Oh, he was happy. He said, this will bring us about $150 or $200 in profit.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a little jar of pods, maybe, three dozen.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of difference in that pepper. Now, she got some this year. If it's hot, it's too hot. She hadn't got the right variety in my judgment. And, them bells, they grow up hard about like that,
mm-hmm.
Not too big around.
Mm-hmm.
That's my choice pepper.
Banana pepper?
Oh, what's wrong?
Is that getting red or yellow?
Oh, if you let it stay there long enough, then it's when it's ready to take off and save your seeds when it gets red. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Just pull him off and lay him up.
We had that banana pepper last year, great, long pods, you know, real yellow.
Yeah.
But never did get hot.
We didn't like it. And we never were any hands for that sweet pepper. We don't care for it.
Hmm. I like it in salads. Now and then I like a piece to chew on.
Yeah.
I like the little cherry peppers about that big around that are pickled. Oh, I think those are dandy. Did you grow any of those little red things underground about that big around? One of the first things that comes up in your garden? Use them in salads or put them on the table.
Radishes?
Yeah.
Yes,
I grow radishes. I didn't this year. I didn't plant any. We don't cut them. We didn't care for them.
Kids certainly like those, don't
they? Oh, yeah. That's what they are.
Those long white ones, too, you know.
Yeah.
They're red.
Those white ones, though, they just get hotter than a day. Yeah. I used to plant those. That was my stock in the garden.
I can remember when our family really consumed a lot of them, but they just gradually got away from it. Them that's home now, they don't. There isn't any of them that's raising any good.
What do they call icicle radishes, you know?
Yeah. They just get hot as fire.
Yes, they do. Like so long.
I like the small red ones.